With Sunday's win over the Raiders, the Broncos improved to 3-1 on the year and 2-0 in the division. But things on Sunday were far from perfect. A game that seemed in hand came down to a Justin Simmons interception. And with the bye week here, the Broncos offense has things to work on as they finish the game 0-4 in the red zone.
I just felt like we were always like one play away from really getting momentum and seizing momentum. And we just didn't really have a rhythm that I think. And they did a really good job of mixing up coverages and defenses and safety pressure. Some good things on their end, but that kept us on our toes. But we got to find a way to kind of stay in that rhythm, stay in the field, and get it to our guys.
It's really self-inflicted wounds. You know, it's a false start, it's a holding penalty, so we can't do that. You know, we got to score points down there and score touchdowns down there, and we had a missed field goal. So that part of our offense we've got to fix quickly.
We just got to make plays. You know, us at Playmaker make plays. I mean, I can call one for me particularly. If I catch the ball clean, who knows what happens. You know, I kind of bobbled on a catch. You know, another one, even though he was down with a strip sack, you know, we got to hold up Trevor a little bit more. There's just some things on us that we got to find a way to put the ball in the box and bury teams. You know, we don't want to keep games close like that. We need to bury them.
It's a 16-game season, and it's four quarters. You know, so the first quarter's over, and we're 3-1, and headed into a bye. So that was huge for us today.
For the Broncos to continue to find success, they're going to have to find ways to execute when it matters the most. One positive note, though, they found a way to win despite Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders finishing with a combined 5 catches. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.